USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marussa reporting. A storm system blowing through the country has dumped 2 feet of snow in parts of the Midwest and spawned tornadoes in the South. Officials confirmed 2 tornadoes in New Orleans area in 1 day. The Weather Channel's Jackie Jarrus with the forecast.
More than a dozen tornadoes have already been confirmed, and that number will go up as the risk will continue through the rest of the evening and even into the overnight. This is the highest tornado risk we've had in some time, and this all happening in the month of December. This line of storms will march to the east. Embedded rotation will be possible within that line.
South Dakota has had more than 2 feet of snow. Communications Director with the South Dakota Department of Public Safety, Tony Mangan, says they expect the snow and dangerous conditions to continue through the end of the week for most of that state.
It's somewhat sporadic at this point, but for the most part, it's everything except maybe the southeast part of the state still.
There's an ongoing investigation of online users by the SEC in a huge scam.
The Securities and Exchange Commission has charged 7 Twitter users and a podcaster in an alleged $100 million stock manipulation scheme run through social media. The 7 Twitter users also use the messaging app Discord to promote certain stocks to hundreds of thousands of followers and then quietly sold their positions after a run-up of the stock's prices. Both the SEC and the Justice Department said a government investigation is still ongoing. I'm Tim Berg.
Border officials say they're bracing for an increase in immigration when Trump-era restrictions known as Title 42 are lifted December 21st. Drug enforcement officials are worried about the possibility of an increase in drugs such as fentanyl being smuggled across the border at the same time. Here's Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco.
I'm concerned about the increase in illegal migration. I'm concerned with human smuggling. I'm concerned with drug smuggling.
This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
His name is Nikita Chibrin, and he says he still remembers his fellow Russian soldiers running away after allegedly raping 2 Ukrainian women during their deployment northwest of Kyiv in March. I saw them run, and I learned they were rapists. They raped a mother and a daughter, he said. The alleged rapists were beaten, he says, but never fully punished for their crimes. They were never jailed, just fired. Just like that. Go. Chibrin is a former soldier from the Russian city of Yakutsk, who says he served in the 64th Separate Guards Motor Rifle Brigade, the notorious Russian military unit accused of committing war crimes during their offensive in towns and villages north of Kyiv. He deserted from the Russian military in September. The NFL is considering ejections for roughing the passer penalties and hits on defenseless players, although league executive Troy Vincent expressed caution on how such rulings would be enforced. Vincent, a former player, said at the NFL owners' meetings Wednesday the ejections were part of a discussion, including roughing the passer calls among reviewable plays. And the San Francisco 49ers head coach Kyle Shanahan addressed the media ahead of their Thursday night matchup against the Seahawks. Shanahan said that there is not a place in the league louder than Seattle.
Going into Seattle, like you tell anyone on the road, but Seattle, I think, I don't think I've ever been anywhere louder than there. And we know how their fans are. We know how that stadium is. You got to be ready for it. You can't expect to hear, not just at the line of scrimmage, but also in the huddle a number of times. And it's a big difference playing there.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.